this week on Win Today.
This will keep you full for hours, and anyone with constipation, they'll have no constipation once they get their right dose of the seed bread.
It's our limiting beliefs that ultimately keep us from becoming the best we're capable of becoming. Something's got to change, but that change has to happen first on the inside. I don't want to wake up in 5 years and say, how did I end up here? It's time to get unstuck. It's time to get your why back. It's never too late. Let's start today.
Helping you develop the courage to get unstuck and reclaim your purpose in a life that never stops moving. This is Win Today. And now, here's your host, Christopher Cook.
Hey folks, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for the download. As always, good to have you here. You all know my passion and my purpose here at Win Today is really to provide a roadmap for you to become ridiculously happy, healthy, strong, and safe, starting from the inside and moving to the outside. Guys, and that certainly includes your physical health. So from time to time, I like to talk about taking care of our bodies, because if we're tired, sick, worn out, and depressed, there isn't much left to be successful in other areas of life. So today, New York Times bestselling author of the brand new book, The Keto Zone Diet, Dr. Don Colbert, joins me again to teach us that inflammatory diseases exacerbated by chronic stress and anxiety, get this, can be mitigated and even eliminated by eating the right foods for our bodies. Do you know that 90%, over 90% of all illness starts with stress? Well, guys, we first have to talk about the stress, but then let's talk about how we're fueling our bodies. That's exactly where we're going to go today. And then right after my conversation with Dr. Don Colbert, my good friend Brittany Turner is joining us to equip us with great skills, great tools for time management. You know, so many people say, Chris, I don't have enough time. But Brittany's going to show you what to do and how to do it. Let's get right to my featured conversation with Dr. Don Colbert. Well, Dr. Colbert, thanks for joining me again today. It was a year when we last spoke, but in our last episode together, we discussed that what you eat is important, but what's eating you has more of an impact upon your overall wellness than you may realize. And toxic thoughts and emotions left unchecked are really like terrorists living comfortably within the borders of your mind and body and spirit. And that's not to negate the fact that inflammatory diseases exacerbated by chronic stress and anxiety can be mitigated and even eliminated by eating the right foods for our bodies. And that's where your new book, The Keto Zone Diet, comes into play. I am so excited you're here. Thanks for being here. Would you talk to us about what a ketogenic diet is and maybe perhaps an overview of what the core nutrients do for our bodies?
Absolutely. First of all, I got into this, the keto zone, back years ago when I started treating. I started having a lot of patients with cancer, and I didn't know hardly any about cancer nutrition or what's the best diet for cancer. So I took a special course in the Academy of Anti-Aging, and this course went into detail on how to, you know, treat cancer as far as with nutrition, with medicines, with diet, with everything. But then they talked about the ketogenic diet being the best program, dietary program for cancer, but they said no one can follow the ketogenic diet because it's too difficult. So that was about 10 years ago. And from that point on, I started my patients on the ketogenic diet, and I would follow them closely every week with menus and calculate their carbohydrates, their fats, their proteins, their ketone status. And we literally worked this so long that our patients were going into ketosis, nutritional ketosis, not ketoacidosis.
Wow.
And it stopped feeding the cancers. And many of these patients live for years and years longer. Some totally beat their cancer. And some, it just slowed it down dramatically. Instead of the cancer thriving, it simply survived.
Wow.
And then lo and behold, I found, and the key to the ketogenic diet, I did it with cancer first and foremost because, and it's different from the Atkins type ketogenic diet. This is a very healthy ketogenic diet where there's mainly plant-based oils, very little animal protein, and lots of healthy fats and lots of healthy green carbs. But they're, you know, they're low glycemic carbs. It's real low in carbs, about 10% carbs or so. And so what happens in the ketogenic diet or ketozone diet is the person goes into nutritional ketosis or keto adaptation, where their body burns fat as fuel. Now, cancer needs sugar usually. Most cancers are glycolytic or sugar feeders, and they require sugar to grow and thrive. When you take away their main fuel source, which is sugar, starches, carbs, they all convert to sugar, then the cancer many times goes into a survival-type state. So that's why I started my, because I had such a huge amount of cancer patients back then. And so then what I found out is not only does it help for cancer, it is the healthiest program for weight loss. It is amazing for early dementia patients, Parkinson's patients, autoimmune patients, heart disease patients, high triglycerides, people with liver disease, acid reflux, irritable bowel, it went on and on. And I said, how come hardly anyone is doing this program where they're doing the ketogenic diet with lots of animal protein, lots of animal fats, and not these healthy, the healthy version of the program? And so I started doing this with my patients, and we started patients who were type 2 diabetic for 5 and 10, some 15 years. It reversed it within usually 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
And now if they started eating the sugars and starches again, it would come back, but it literally brought their hemoglobin A1C and sugars numbers down to normal in just a matter, many of just a matter of a month or so.
Wow.
So what this program does is it shifts your metabolism. You have a metabolic shift from burning sugar as the primary fuel to burning fat.
Yes.
And so when you burn fat as the primary fuel, your body goes into a state called nutritional ketosis, and these are ketone bodies being made that are the best fuel for the muscles, the best fuel for the heart, the best fuel for the kidneys, and for the brain. It's a superior fuel supply. And the cool thing about it, you don't run out of fuel. With sugar, you run out of fuel after about 4 to 5 hours. With ketones and fats, you can literally go for days on ketones and fats, just that, and because you have about 40,000 calories stored in your body as fat. So you don't run out of fuel, see? You just burn it as fuel. You start to burn your belly fat as fuel.
Wow.
When you get into ketosis, and it turns your appetite way down and usually off. It's a state of incredible mental focus as well as energy. Your body's energetic. You're burning fat as fuel. You don't need as much sleep. And you just enter into this state where you're in the keto zone. It's in the best zone you can be in for burning fat and for feeling good, energetic, and for mental focus.
It's incredible.
So that's pretty much what I'm doing. And you're saying, well, why don't you treat everyone like this? Well, that's why I wrote the book first, Let Food Be Your Medicine. But
yes.
In my book, Let Food Be Your Medicine, you notice I had a chapter on cancer and a chapter on Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And the key diets for those two diseases was a ketogenic diet. Now, if your life depends on it, you will follow this program, is what I've found. Most people have such a love for sugar and starches and carbs that they'll only follow it short term. When they get their desired weight loss, then they'll shift back. Which is okay, but again, to maintain, it's best to stay in the keto zone. And that's what I've done, is I've made it so simple and easy to follow that most everyone can do it, but they have to pass the food test and be able to give up sugar, carbs, and starches for a period of time.
Wow.
And that's the most important thing I tell people. If they're not willing to give up cookies, cakes, candy, Cokes, sodas, sweet tea, alcohol, that's a big sugar feeder,
right?
As well as rice and bread and pasta and corn and potatoes and all the starches that people are addicted to, then they can't follow the program.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like the food test. You know, Adam and Eve failed the first food test and invited sin and infected the whole human race with sin. Now, Jesus came, he passed the food test when the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness in Matthew, I believe, chapter 4. To be tempted for 40 days of the devil. And it says after 40 days, he was hungry. And then just at his weakest point, Satan comes and offers Jesus, saying, if you're the Son of Man, then turn these stones into bread. Because why? Because bread or starch was probably Jesus's favorite food. But what did Jesus do? Did he turn it into bread? No. He answered with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So most Christians can't resist a cookie, a donut, a bowl of ice cream. So how on earth are they going to resist cancer, diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disease, all the diseases that they're unknowingly signing up for by eating a diet with lots of sugar, starches, and carbs?
My goodness. And folks, if you want to go back, it's episodes 17 and episode 18 here on Win Today with Dr. Colbert. We talk about a lot of these foundational principles. So I do encourage you, go back, listen, episode 17, episode 18. It kind of sets up what we're talking about today. Dr. Colbert, the people listening to our conversation today deal with unfulfilling relationships, a looming feeling of feeling physically unwell, so the headaches, the nausea, the emotional eating, the apathy, the lethargy, the fatigue. Then they have emotional distress, anxiety, depression, hopelessness, feeling worn out, feeling stuck. Then they're unable to reach their personal and professional goals. Their financial stress is in place. They can't cope with loss. They don't have a sense of purpose for their life. How can the principles from your new book fuel their bodies to create a better baseline for becoming the best version of themselves?
Okay, well, very good question. But first, we need to look at why are people turning to sugars and starches and carbs as their comfort food that works like a medicine, like a Prozac or a Xanax or a Valium? They are using these foods that have powerful neurotrophic type effects on the brain to help give them a little comfort, short-time comfort that eventually, within an hour or so, leads to more depression, more anxiety, more grief, more sadness, etc. Because, again, food is not a good comforter, especially sugars, especially carbs and starches. Yes, you do get a serotonin surge, a dopamine boost. You do get an adrenaline surge sometimes, and sometimes even the sugar will bind to those opioid receptors and give you that nice soothing comfort that so many people are looking for. But it's like cocaine or it's like heroin, where they have to have more and more, and then the metabolic damage it does by inviting all these diseases in, as well as you're on a roller coaster of boosting serotonin, it crashes, boosting, crashing. And so, again, when you have a lot of serotonin surges, you get real tired, sleepy, just like after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so when people are on that roller coaster, eventually they're going to crash.
Yes.
Eventually they're going to burn out or get sick or, you know, suffer from depression, anxiety, all of these problems that go with eating the inflammatory diet. Sugars and carbs and starches are highly inflammatory.
Right.
They boost insulin, and insulin causes tremendous inflammation in the body and plaque in the arteries.
Wow.
So we have to break them free of that. And again, in order to do that, we teach them how to get in a keto zone. Now, you'd mentioned paleo before, and paleo is a great starting point. And I love when patients come in and say, oh, I've been following the paleo diet. I say, oh, that's awesome, because that's the best way to initiate you to eventually get you into the keto zone. The paleo diet cuts out carbs and starches and sugars, and it also cuts out the beans and peas and lentils and foods like that. And you eat mainly just fruit and vegetables and lean meats, and it's a great program, but it doesn't get you in the keto zone. In order to get you in the keto zone, you've got to be burning fat as fuel, and you've got to enter into nutritional ketosis.
Yeah.
And you only need to be in mild to moderate. Mild is fine. And then you'll be in that zone where you're burning fat. And so that's what we do. We get them in that zone. Then guess what happens? These appetite hormones begin to be balanced. Instead of having to eat every 3 or 4 hours, you only need to eat 2 meals a day, usually.
Yeah, right.
And if you need a little pick-me-up, I have patients do our keto zone coffee or tea.
Right.
You can just mix some MCT oil powder with your coffee or tea, add a little stevia, add a little dark sugar-free cocoa with that, and you have a nice little mocha there, and it's great for your mind, for focus, and it keeps you full for hours. So we give them all these little tips they can do that will also help to boost that dopamine level, as well as supplements, because when you're on the keto zone diet, many people need a little extra serotonin. So we recommend a little 5-HTP or some L-tryptophan at bedtime, because it keeps their serotonin levels balanced.
Wow. Well, we know now that the keto zone helps people lose weight. So maybe a lot of you joined are going, well, Chris, I'm in decent shape. Dr. Colbert, I'm in decent shape. I don't need to lose weight. So I'm hearing about the benefits of this attacking inflammatory disease. Dr. Colbert, what about people who need to gain weight? How can they accomplish that with KetoZone?
Very good question. That's what happened to me. I went on the KetoZone program, and I got down to 180, and I said, oh, my goodness. People will say, are you sick, or what's going on with you? So, well, all you do is you simply increase your fats, your healthy fats. So I was eating like 8 tablespoons of fat a day, so I increased it to 15, as well as I increased my healthy carbs. I started adding my hummus back in and my black beans and things like that, some of that, in order to, and some of my higher carb nuts, such as, the cashews and some peanuts with vinegar in it, which is really good. And so that way I put my weight right back on. Now I'm at 200, feeling great, and
wow,
still living in the keto zone.
That's awesome.
And also increase the healthy fruit. Instead of a quarter cup of berries, I have like a half a cup. Had
sure.
a big cup of strawberries this morning with my free-range eggs and with my avocado on top. See?
That's good.
So it's just once you achieve the zone and you've achieved your weight or you lost too much, all you do is increase your fat calories and add a little extra healthy carbs to it in the form of especially like hummus or your beans or your cashews or more nuts or a little more berries or fruit.
Sure.
And you'll be fine.
Got it. Well, the holidays are fast approaching, so how do we curb the sweet tooth while maintaining a ketogenic diet?
Well, if you are on the ketogenic diet, you probably won't be craving that. But what is good to have around
That's,
the house,
wow.
some healthy snacks, that'll help you do that. And I tell people to get the dark chocolate, 86%. That's real low in sugar. They have
right.
different kinds. There's Ghirardelli, or there's Trader Joe's has a dark chocolate made with stevia. So there's hardly any carbs. I don't know if there's any in that, but a tiny bit. And so dark chocolate is really good because it helps you with that sugar craving, and it gives you a boost and surge of dopamine, which turns off cravings.
Totally.
So that's a great way to do it. Also, people can make their KetoZone coffee with the organic
yep.
or the regular stevia, debittered stevia, and some dark chocolate in there. So that's a great way to do it. Or they can use the organic whole whipping cream with that, and it makes them full for hours with MCT oil powder.
Wow.
So just simple things they can do that, or they can use, get some berries and put some stevia on top of it, which is great for them. And so they get that sweet taste. Or a great way to do it is to saute some some berries, some blueberries, blackberries, or raspberries, or strawberries. Now, not a lot, a quarter cup
mm-hmm.
usually,
mm-hmm.
with grass-fed butter in the saucepan. And then just, you can eat that with some, it's so sweet, you don't need stevia. It tastes so good, okay? That's also a great topping to use on top of your pumpkin pancakes that we have.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay.
So good.
And they can use that low-sugar whipping cream, too, that's
yeah.
real dairy. Okay, so these are neat little things they can do that'll satisfy their sugar craving and give them a feeling of fullness, and they won't be craving because they'll
yep.
be in the keto zone. When you're in the keto zone, you're not craving anything.
That's so good. Folks, there's a recipe Dr. Colbert has that I tried. Dr. Colbert, I was really excited to tell you I tried it. It was the keto zone chocolate chip cookies with the grass-fed butter and the almond meal.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, guys, these things are legit. They're so good. I'm going to have the recipe available in the show notes, but Dr. Colbert, I'm telling you, they're delicious.
Oh, well, great. Well, that's why we gave these as things people can do. And also our seed bread. You need to try the seed
yeah.
bread recipe.
Okay.
This will keep you full for hours. And anyone with constipation, they'll have no constipation once they get their right dose of the seed bread.
Okay?
And it's got grass-fed butter in there. And I tell people, add a little more grass-fed butter to it, and
yeah.
it tastes even better.
That's so good. Oh, man, I want to get in the kitchen right now. Wow. Well, speaking of food in the book, I love this. In fact, in your last book, Let Food Be Your Medicine book, you provide a shopping list. But in this book, you provide a shopping list for the keto diet. Nutritional ketosis is, as we said, based upon paleo principles. So what does it look like in terms of a weekly grocery list?
Okay, good. Well, first of all, it's inexpensive. That's the good part about
yes.
it, because you're going to be getting lots of healthy fats, you know, grass-fed butter. And people say, I can't find grass-fed butter anywhere. I says, yes, you can. You can go to any Walmart and get Kerrygold
yep,
butter.
Kerrygold.
That's grass-fed
right.
butter.
Yep.
Now, what I do is I go to this health food store and I get this big block of Amish grass-fed butter, and I put it in the big Ziploc baggie, okay, and I use that usually. But also the Kerrygold is good. Also have some extra virgin organic coconut oil. It's great.
Yep.
MCT oil powder is good. You can get some grass-fed ghee, some palm oil,
yeah.
some
yep.
cocoa butter, as well as lots of nuts. I tell people, just go to Walmart or go to wherever and get you little cans of all different kinds of nuts. I love macadamia nuts.
Okay.
I especially like the garlic and onion macadamia nuts.
Mm.
But also I get pecans, and I love those vinegar peanuts. You say, well, wait, they got some carbs in it. This has been a lifesaver for my wife, because she's on the keto zone, and women have to love the food, or else they're not going to follow the program.
Sure.
So instead of her reaching, she loves bread, she loves sweets, she loves chocolate, she loves, you know, everything you're not supposed to eat on the zone. So these peanuts, these vinegar peanuts are so good that she carries them in her purse. If she gets hungry, she'll just eat a handful of those and she's fine.
Mm.
And just all different kinds of nuts, almonds. I get almond butter. I have all kind of nut butters at home.
Yeah.
And if I get hungry, I'll just have one or two tablespoons of those. The key I tell people, for men, they're going to need about 10 tablespoons of healthy fats a day.
Sure. Yep.
Women are going to need about 7 to 8.
Okay.
Now, if you're gay, if you're losing weight, if you're underweight, you may need 15 tablespoons of healthy fats. And people say, oh my gosh, my cholesterol will go sky high. No, it won't if you follow our program. In fact, we've had a lot of our patients actually lower their total cholesterol and raise their HDL, where good cholesterol, which cleans your arteries. And the triglycerides go down dramatically. The triglycerides, when they're high, that's more associated with heart disease and plaque and arteries than anything else, more so than cholesterol.
Mm.
So we get the triglycerides down. We get those HDLs up. How do we get them up? Well, we get them up with MCT oil powder, with olive oil, olive oil, olive oil, lots of olive oil, avocado oil.
Yeah,
those
I love it.
Those are those powerful
yep.
monounsaturated fats. I'll pour that all over my salad,
yes.
the olive oil, that is.
Me too.
I will put avocado oil in my smoothies because it's tasteless, but it's so good for you.
So good.
And it raises that HDL.
Yep.
And it's anti-inflammatory.
Oh, that's
and
incredible.
So also the MCT oil powder. You can put your avocado oil in your coffee with your MCT oil powder. And those help to lower cholesterol and raise HDL.
Yeah.
As does dark chocolate. So this and the nuts do, as well as the seeds. So all of this works together to not only satisfy you, but lower cholesterol, prevent heart disease, lower triglycerides, lower blood pressure. Oh, my goodness, this program lowers blood pressure better than most meds.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I tell people, if you want to get your blood pressure down, you're going to lose weight. It puts you in a diuretic state. So it works like a diuretic.
Yeah.
And your blood pressure will drop. So
it's true.
Some people, if they're on all these blood pressure meds, I've had patients come in on 3 or 4 blood pressure meds. They go on this program within a week. They come in all lightheaded and dizzy when they stand up. I said, well, let's check your pressure. Their pressure is really low, so I have to start weaning them off their blood pressure meds many times.
Wow.
So those are the great side effects we see with this program.
That's awesome.
But the thing I have to caution people, it takes them about 3 to 3 days to get into the zone once they lower their carbs.
Is that it?
About 3 days.
Wow.
Now, if you're diabetic, it may take you a week.
Okay.
But we have a way now to get them into ketosis within an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's the cool part about it. And that's where we have supplements to supplement the body. We use MCT oil powder now, but we have a product called Instant Ketones that has beta-hydroxybutyrate that is one of the ketones. And we give them a half a scoop to a scoop of that, and they're in ketosis within 1 hour.
Unbelievable.
Burning fats. So we have that product on our website at drcobert.com
sure.
or our other website at ketozone.com.
That's incredible. Wow. Well, Dr. Kobler, this question has been looming in my mind since we began talking. And as you and I chatted before we started today, I've been following a pretty strict paleo diet for over 4 years. I've never felt better. But the question is, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. How come I can't eat bread?
Well, you can eat seed bread.
That's true. Okay. That's true. I mean, it's a...
Well, because the bread nowadays is not the same as it was back 2,000 years ago when Jesus was here.
Right.
The bread back then was... The grain was different. We've hybridized, crossbred the grain so much that they're highly, highly inflammatory to the body. And in fact, when a person comes in with autoimmune disease, which I've had a few this week, the first thing I do is I take them off gluten. Why?
Yes.
Because gluten fuels every autoimmune disease that I find, pretty much so.
Wow.
So, again, when people do get to a point where they've reached their goal, we add in maybe a little Ezekiel bread or something like that if they want to do that as a toast on occasion, you know, but that's when they reach their weight and all. They can add a little bit of that Ezekiel bread, but not in excess, okay?
Wow. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Don Colbert. He's with me on WIN today. We're talking about his brand new book, The Keto Zone Diet. And what I want you to do right now is go buy the book. Get on Amazon, order that thing. It's available literally everywhere books are sold. I'll also have links in the show notes. But right now, Dr. Colbert, I think one of the things that'd be really helpful is for you to provide maybe some meal plan examples, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, using the Keto Zone principles.
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, for breakfast, again, we want to get mainly fats is what we're looking for. So for fats, we want to have, you know, eggs is a great, now people, some people say, I hate eggs, what else can I have? But eggs, if you can have them, you want free range, organic eggs are the best with the yolk. A lot of people say, no, I take the yolks out. No, the yolk is really important. It does not raise your cholesterol.
Yeah.
The new guidelines just came out in 2015. That said that you can have the yolks and it will not raise cholesterol. So I tell people eat about 3 eggs a day with the yolk. You know, they're pastured eggs. You can put some grass-fed butter. Now, don't use tons of it because if you use a lot of it or a lot of coconut oil, it will raise your cholesterol. So I'll balance that with avocado oil, usually, with my eggs. And then I'll put lots of veggies in there. I'll put, you know, onions and sometimes broccoli, spinach, some tomatoes, and occasionally some mushrooms and things like that. And even some cheese. Some cheese is okay. You know, you want to get those fats in there, and as well as you want the volumetric effect of the vegetables, which fill your tummy up. And then I'll have the Keto Zone coffee. And in my coffee, what I usually do is I'll put some MCT oil powder. And I love mocha, so I'll put a little stevia in there, some dark chocolate in there that's sugar-free, and make my mocha. And sometimes a tablespoon of avocado oil, which is tasteless, or sometimes some organic whole cream. And so, I'll have a few slices of avocado and about a quarter cup of berries. This morning I had some strawberries. Sometimes I have blackberries, sometimes raspberries. I kind of rotate my foods.
Awesome.
Other mornings I'll have wild salmon with avocado and sometimes a little cream cheese and sometimes with my seed bread. And so that works really good with that. And you can make that seed bread like a flat bread, put it on a pizza pan and make it flat if you want to. And that way you can do all kinds of things with it. It's full of seeds, so it really helps you become regular. And then also occasionally the pumpkin pancakes with the, you know, berries that are sauteed in grass-fed butter,
man.
Drizzled over it, and that is delicious and very filling.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Now, for lunch, like I had today, I had chicken salad. You can have all kinds of chicken salad with, you know, it's best to have the mayonnaise from Whole Foods, avocado oil mayonnaise,
the
olive oil mayonnaise, and don't use the soybean oil mayonnaise or the canola oil mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But that's horrible for you. As well as when I eat at the office, my girls know to get me some coleslaw and some chicken, and then I'll also have usually some Keto Zone tea or coffee for lunch because I drink about 2, sometimes 3 cups of coffee a day or tea.
Okay.
And you say, why do you drink coffee? It's bad for you. No, it's not. Coffee is one of the best antioxidants as long as your heart rate doesn't go up.
Yes.
As long as you don't have high blood pressure, it's great for you. It protects men from prostate cancer.
Yes.
Okay. So the key is veggies, salads are great. I'll have lots of salads with lots of extra virgin olive oil and apple cider vinegar. Sometimes I just make that my lunch.
Yep.
And I'll maybe put a little tiny bit of chicken. I don't need a whole lot of meat. I don't eat red meat, but on occasion. But I may eat 3 to 4 ounces, you know, a couple of times a day. I don't get the huge pieces of chicken or the big steaks. I don't get all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have small amounts, but lots of oils. The oils are the key, and that's where people get so confused because they've been taught by their doctors and by health experts for years to avoid fat. So there's a fat phobia, but I'm telling
right.
you, the right fat is your friend.
That's exactly right.
And so, and I do the same, similar for dinner as I do for lunch, you know, just a little small amount of protein, lots of veggies. And if I go out and eat, I'll have broccoli or asparagus or green beans with lots of olive oil on it, little grass-fed butter on it. I'll bring my own if I have to, or sometimes I'll just use the restaurant's little bit of their butter.
Yeah.
I'll have their big salad with a lot of olive oil on it too. And then I'll have a little piece of chicken or fish or something like that, or turkey on rare occasions, maybe once every week or two, just a little tiny steak, you know, one of those little petite fillets, something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
And just simple things. It's real simple, but I have all kinds of different
varieties,
menus yeah. they can put together just so they remember 70% of their diet or their calorie intake is going to be healthy fats. Now, it's important that they know what the healthy fats are and what are the unhealthy fats. For years, for decades, doctors have maligned saturated fats as enemy number one.
Right.
But some of the saturated fats, some of the... you know, cheese, a little bit of the cheese, a little bit of the grass-fed butter. And you say, how much is a little? 1 to 2 tablespoons is
yeah.
fine. Or
yep.
some people can have 3 or 4, depending. It's fine each day. You can have up to 10 tablespoons of fat if you're a man, about 7 or 8 if you're a woman.
Wow.
And so olive oil is the king of fats. Fish oil, krill oil is real important. I use lots of fish oil supplements, salmon, a lot of wild Alaskan salmon, as well as avocado oil. All your different nuts are good, especially your monounsaturated fats like macadamia nuts and almonds. Those are wonderful for you, as well as MCT oil. Those all help to lower cholesterol and raise your HDL. Now, if you talk about saturated fats, the healthy saturated fats are your grass-fed butters, as well as grass-fed meats, as well as coconut oil and palm oil. But again, if you eat too many of these, it'll raise your cholesterol too high, and doctors have cholesterol phobia.
Mm-hmm.
Even they don't check the right cholesterol. They don't check your pattern
right.
A and pattern B. They don't check your oxidized cholesterol. They look at the overall cholesterol numbers and freak out. Whereas if your cholesterol's high, you simply get an NMR lipoprofile to see if it's your pattern A or pattern B. If it's pattern A's high, we
yeah.
don't worry about it. It's neutral. If it's pattern B, it's atherogenic. But even more important is your oxidized cholesterol. So I have found if a person's following the ketogenic diet, even if they're eating a lot of saturated fats, it's not going to, yes, their cholesterol will go up, but it's not the dangerous cholesterol that goes up. It's the neutral kind.
Yes.
So it's nothing to worry yep. about generally. Okay?
Wow. That's
so that's pretty much it.
That's
in a
incredible.
Nutshell.
That's so good, folks. I hope you took notes. And like I said, there's an opportunity to just hit pause right now, rewind. But again, I want to say go buy the book. This. Folks, listen, I've been doing paleo for 4 years, and I have never felt better in my life. And so, again, this isn't a fad diet, folks, that we're talking about. In fact, Dr. Colbert, many people have tried the dieting, and there are more who are perhaps turned off by the word of dieting to begin with. Would you debunk the myth that this is simply another fad diet by exposing the facts of core nutrition? You know, it's provided by foods that will stimulate cognitive health, healthy fats as we're talking about, energy, and fight free radicals, oxidation, and inflammation that rob us of our ability to focus and function at peak performance.
This is a program for life, and this is the
yes.
program I'll follow for the rest of my life because
yeah.
my dad died of Alzheimer's disease,
mm.
and I have one of the genes for it, but it's not the, you know, it's the APOE4, but I don't have the major one. I have the minor one. But in doing so, I have just slammed the door for Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
In doing so, I've also slammed the door for most all cancers, for heart disease, for dementia, for Parkinson's, for autoimmune disease, et cetera, et cetera. And heart disease, okay, and diabetes. So it's a lifestyle that I tell people this is not a diet. It's a lifestyle. If you follow these principles, now you say, I can never have any grains or potatoes or sugar or things like that. Well, once you have mastered the lifestyle, you can have a small amount.
Yeah.
But you got to pass the food test. It cannot become your comforter. And sugar and starches and carbs have become most people's comforter, their drug of choice.
Yeah.
And as a result, they have signed up for most every disease that's on the planet.
Wow.
So I tell people it's a simple program they can follow. When they do this, they're going to feel 1,000 times better once they get in the zone and stay in the zone. They can't be in the zone one day and get out the next.
Right.
Because it can take you up to 2 or 3 days to get back in the zone. But now with our instant ketones, they can get back in the zone within 1 hour.
Incredible.
And so that's why a lot of my patients, they like to have a cheat day. I tell them, don't do a cheat day. But some people insist, I got to have a cheat day. I got to have a cheat day. I got to go get, you know, that pasta or that bread or something. So I say, okay, go ahead. If you can be good for 6 days and just cheat one day, then take the instant ketones.
Yep.
So, again, if they could do it all the time, it'd be the best. But if they just have one meal or one cheat day, it's not so bad because it enables them to get right back into the zone.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Colbert, I'd like to connect a common theme of this show, which is emotional, mental, and spiritual health, to a lifestyle of high-quality nutrition. So when we're in a constant state of stress, overshadowed by fear and shame, and unknowingly self-sabotaging our potential, quite honestly, we have to heal the internal root first, but flat out, we can't expect our systems to engage fully if we're fueling our bodies with garbage. At the same time, even if we're fueling our bodies with high-quality nutrition, you're getting hung up by bitterness and unforgiveness and toxic emotions, we're going to fail. So as a medical doctor, I'm wondering, would you help us connect the dots between the nutritional principles you teach in your new book to managing toxic emotions, toxic thoughts, and then becoming resilient through experiences with things like fear and shame?
Well, first of all, we all need certain nutrients. And on the keto zone diet, you will get most of those if you choose the right type. And like I say, this is a different keto zone type program. We recommend lots of veggies, lots of nuts, and foods that are packed full of nutrition. And these oils, these powerful oils with all the nutrients in them. But still, people need a good quality multivitamin. They need some extra vitamin D3.
Yes.
In order, at least 2,000 units a day, minimum. I personally take 5,000 units a day, and I check my level about every 4 to 6 months to make sure it's therapeutic between 50 and 80. They also need some fish oil, or if they eat fish a few times a week, that's fine, but it needs to be fish that's high in omega-3, such as salmon, or mm-hmm. one of those type, you know, wild salmon. I take krill also, because I want to get as many omega-3s as I can, because the omega-3s are the top fat, followed by olive oil. Those fats are absolutely critical, I believe, every day. Olive oil is so important to me that my wife thinks I'm crazy, but I take little tiny 3-ounce Dixie cups. I fill a half full of olive oil. If I've not had enough, I just swig it down.
There you go.
And it fills me up, and I love it. Or olives. Eat olives.
Yeah.
See? So those are the two king and queens of fat, okay?
So good.
And so you've got to have those nutrition, but you need a little extra nutrition. You need the vitamin D. You need the fish oil, the krill oil, the multivitamin. A lot of people on this program are not, you know, especially if they suffer from depression or food cravings. Like women generally have lower serotonin than men, so they're going to need a little 5-HTP, about 100 to 300 milligrams at bedtime. They get that at any health food store. It's real inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need to get some MCT oil powder. And some people are not used to eating fat, so they get diarrhea. Like when I went to Israel years ago, I developed loose stools because there's so much olive oil in everything I ate. So when people shift to the keto zone, many get loose stools. So it's good to have a good enzyme. We call it our fat zyme. That's high lipase to help them digest the fats just till their body gets used to it, maybe for just a few weeks, and then they won't need it anymore.
Wow.
So those are probably the key things. Then the instant ketones. Oh, my goodness, instant ketones for those that cheat, especially I find my women, during their period, they don't cheat. So have the instant ketones so they can get back in the zone. Not all of them, but some, okay, or quite a few. And so those are some of the key things, nutrients they need. Now, as far as the toxic emotions, yes, if a person is full of bitterness or anger. We call it indigestible anger because it affects their digestion. When they eat, their blood is shunted to their muscles and away from the digestive tract, so they don't digest their food good.
Right.
And so they get all kind of belching and gas and heartburn, indigestion. Then they go to their doctor, and they prescribe them a proton pump inhibitor such as Nexium or the little purple pill or one of those. And what that does, it starts a cascade of events that eventually causes more and more problems. They turn their acid totally off, and then all these little critters start to grow in their gut. H. pylori, or Mycobacterium avium paratuberculosis, which is the main cause of Crohn's, can start to grow because there's not enough acid that kills these bugs, or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or dysbiosis. And so they get all these gut problems and irritable bowel, and they run to their doctors getting medicated when all they need to do is relax when they eat, get in a state of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving, pray and thank God for the food.
That's good.
Chew every bite 30 times, put your fork down between each bite, engage in good, healthy conversation,
conversation. Yeah.
And then guess what it does? When you do that, you shift from a sympathetic fight or flight state where your blood's pumped from your stomach to your muscles to enable you to fight or flee to a relaxed parasympathetic state, which helps your body digest. It helps your system produce enzymes, hydrochloric acid, so you can digest your food. And so stress also confuses the immune system and sets the stage for autoimmune disease, excessive stress.
Wow.
So I tell people that they need to learn not just to get rid of deadly emotions and hostility and anger and rage and grief and depression and anxiety, but they also need to practice the gratitude and they need to de-stress. And that's where Luke chapter 10, verse 38, you have Mary and Martha. Martha was, they were sisters, and Jesus and his 12 disciples had come to Mary and Martha's in Lazarus' house. And Martha was busy cooking dinner and everything, and there Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, just soaking in the teaching. And so here's Martha. It comes up to Jesus, and I can see her with her hands on her hips, just angry at her sister for not helping because, they have 12 disciples and all these people that she's having to set the table, cook, do everything. And she's asking Jesus, say, won't you get my sister to get up, help me? And Jesus says, well, Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered and concerned about so many things. Mm-hmm. But Mary has decided to do the important thing, which was just sit at Jesus' feet.
Yep.
And so that's what we need to do is de-stress and just relax. And I love that song by Johnny Diaz on Breathe. Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Just relax and sit at Jesus' feet.
It's good. Well, Dr. Kolber, we've provided so much information today. Really good. In fact, man, I could sit on this conversation for 3 hours. But Dr. Kolber, if we could distill today's conversation down to a few really actionable steps for people to take today and really in the next week, especially as we're approaching the holidays, what would that be or what would they be?
Well, first of all, what I tell people to do is just slow down, just learn how to relax, start taking some slow, deep breaths, just get in tune with who you are, with the Holy Spirit who's within you, who's your guide, who guides you into all truth. Listen to that still, small voice, and he's going to show you what to do. Now, for most people, he's going to say, hey, let's lay some foods on the altar. And when patients come and see me, first thing I recommend to lay on the altar, but I tell people, let the Holy Spirit guide you and show you what to lay on the altar. But what I found, the foods that create most harm in the body are sugars, excessive carbs, excessive starches.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what I do is I tell my patients to read chapters 13 in my book, The Keto Zone Diet, and 15. That way they get their shopping list and they have the menus and they can start right away and do the program and get right into the zone. And then once they're in that zone, it takes most of their cravings are gone.
That's
they
incredible.
Start to feel good, and most diseases start to either be improved and many are reversed.
Brilliant.
And it's absolutely amazing how many diseases are reversed with diet alone, without any meds. And so what I do is I don't start with meds. I always start by giving them the right dietary program that starts to correct the illness. And by doing this program, guess what? You're turning off most every inflammatory mediator in the body. You're turning it down to normal. So diseases start to go. You start to burn belly fat.
Yep.
your brain becomes more focused. You're giving brain its, your brain its preferred food. So it gets very sharp, very focused, and the energy starts to return. So many people complain, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted. And then when they add that little bit of 5-HTP at bedtime, they start to enter into that nice deep sleep. And some need a little magnesium at bedtime too.
Indeed.
And some people will need electrolytes for the first week or so, like, you know, the magnesium, potassium, sodium. So they can get a little magnesium, or excuse me, little electrolyte packets at the health food store. But when they do that, literally they feel so good. Once they get through that stage right before the keto zone, you go through, some people go through what we call a carb flu, where when their body's shifting from burning sugars to burning fat, they start to get a little tired, a little headache, or, you know, everyone's gone through it on diets. We call that the carb flu because they're shifting from burning sugar to burning fat. So that lasts only a day or two or three, and then once they're through that, they're in the keto zone, and then they want to stay there.
Wow.
And so that's where we teach them how to stay. It's in their sweet spot. It's the sweet spot where literally their body's resistant to most disease, and it gives you the most energy, the most mental clarity, and the most well-being,
so good.
Where they don't need food as their comforter.
Wow. Incredible. Folks, he is Dr. Don Colbert. He is a board-certified physician in family practice and anti-aging medicine. And folks, has helped millions of people to discover the joy of living in divine health. He's the author of numerous books, including the New York Times bestseller, The Seven Pillars of Health, as well as his brand new book. Folks, you gotta go get it. The Keto Zone Diet. Dr. Colbert, thanks as always for joining me here on WIN Today.
Well, thank you, Chris. I sure appreciate it. Look forward to our next interview. Okay?
I agree. Thank you, sir. Well, what a great interview with Dr. Don Colbert. But folks, up next, my good friend Brittany Turner is here to give you quick tips to increase your ability to be a better manager of your time. This is key for so many of you who have asked this question, how do I do it? Find out right now. Here's Brittany. Well, I'm here today with Brittany Turner. Brittany, what's your number one tip for better time management?
Write it all out and then prioritize it. So I actually have a Google spreadsheet that I use. I call it Brittany's Priorities. And I write everything that has to be done. And then I have each tab at the bottom is a month. And then you drag and drop it onto the day that it needs to be worked on. And then so instead of just having goals, like write out all the tasks there are to accomplish those goals and then actually put them on your calendar.
That's awesome. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Folks, thanks so much for joining my conversation today with Dr. Don Colbert. Also, special thanks to my good friend Brittany Turner for providing this week's quick tips. Guys, as I said before, go get the new book, The Keto Zone Diet. It's available right now everywhere books are sold. I'm going to have a link to purchase it as well in the show notes on wintoday.tv/episode74. That's wintoday.tv/episode74. You've heard me say it before, but I'll say it again. Win Today exists because I believe you should be able to be successful on the inside and outside, like so many others you observe and emulate. So we have a plan to help you defeat the self-doubt and intimidation that keeps so many of you trapped in the phrase, I can't. What's your I can't? I can't have a good marriage. I can't seem to succeed in relationships. I can't seem to find the right job. Guys, let's kill I can't together. That's what Win Today is all about. So for you, the listeners, I'm offering personal coaching services. If you go right now to wintoday.tv, there's a link to my store. You can use the promo code WTSAVE15. That's WTSAVE15 and save 15% on coaching services with me. Guys, I believe in you. I really do. And until next time, visit me over at wintoday.tv for blogs and archive podcasts, all designed to help you become the best you're capable of becoming. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.